Blog Talk Radio.
On the second Sunday of the new year, 2022.
I want to thank Mother Francis down in Algiers, Louisiana, for that gumbo. Mother, thank you. She said she's going to send it to me. I'm thanking you already. I want you to sit at home, get some coffee, get some tea, sit back. We're doing the service right from your house. You ain't got to go nowhere, but sit back. Get your Bible. And we're doing the service all this month. I ain't worried about the COVID or none of that, but we've been doing this for years, okay? First, I want to take them out. It's a happy new year to them. And I want to come to motivate you this morning. I want to stimulate you. I want to let you know that God is, I want to pray for some people. Mother Bass, you can make it. And I want to tell you, you're going to be all right. Go to my YouTube channel and you will see the service we did on YouTube. I want you to go to YouTube. Go to Bishop Turner, Prophecy for 2022 on YouTube. I gave the prophecy out. One of the prophecies I'm going to give you this morning, lots of strange things going to happen in 2022. And I prophesied from 2022, 23, 24 to 2025, where people will be flying, where people will be driving cars, just get in the car, tell the car where you want to go. That's going to be happening. One of the other things, prophecies I want to give, for 2022, you'll be able to get buy you a drone big enough for you to fly, for you to get in it, push a button, and fly downtown. That's going to happen. Now, another thing will happen. This prophecy, another thing will happen. You're going to see that they just put this telescope up in the space, big as a football field. It's going to bring pictures to the black hole. It's going to show you where space and America interconnected. And you can walk in a certain location and be in space. It's going to show you that. We're going to get some dynamic pictures coming back this year and next year about the whole solar system. I say. Now, this is what I want to say this morning. On next Saturday, we'll be at the Hilton Motel virtual. You can listen. Like Christian's going to come on, Mo's going to come on to talk. You can talk, and we'll put it on tape. But we honor Dr. Martin Luther King's 94th birthday. 94th birthday. That's what I want to say. It's 94th birthday. We honor Dr. King. And I'm having a little coffee sip, a little breath, a little tea at the Hilton. Just to honor Dr. King's birthday, one of the most powerful and men that ever walked this earth, most educated and most knowledgeable of what's going on, that was Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And we threw him to the dogs. When I said the people did, we're going to be honoring Dr. King. And I want to say that. That's Marcus Garvey, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King Sr., Bishop X, Bishop Michael Edward, from Louisiana, Bishop Rawls from Baton Rouge, and Bishop Frank from Dallas, Texas. So these are some of the stuff we're going to be doing on that day. You can tune in, or else it'll be taped to you where you can get it live. I'm going to give you the number where you can do that. Now, what I'm saying this morning, this is the second Sunday of 2022. Some of you had bad dreams. Some of you got death. Death fell from your loved one, somebody. But I'm going to say this here before I get started. All things are possible for those that believe. And I want to tell you the lost loved one, there's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal this morning. And I want to share that with you. And I'm going to have testimony from everybody that wants to testify. There were so many people on first Sunday, I couldn't get to all of them. And I believe that if you got something to say, it might help somebody else. I want to start off. I want to thank God for being here. I want to thank God, as old folks said, with the right mind, sound body, and able to say, glory, hallelujah. Able to give you a word coming directly from God. I'm able to do that to you. But now I'm gonna get started where you be a part of what's going on in this Sunday, second Sunday. I don't want you to wake up and say, I didn't say nothing in the behalf of God. I didn't say nothing about my situation. Sometimes you have to, Mother Moon and Mother Egypt, you got to tell people, because your words help somebody. Somebody said, I got healed. You did. Somebody said, I didn't take the virus. I didn't get the virus, okay? Now, this is what I'm saying. I was talking to Dr. Barbara down in Houston. I was talking to Dr. Gibson. These are medical doctors, herbal doctors. In Minnesota, I talked to Dr. in Minnesota was telling me that you can over medicate yourself. You got two shots, you got a booster, you get another booster. You got to give your body time to heal. And the theme of this year is divine healing. And that what that really means, let God heal body, mind. So you got people going crazy. You got people driving crazy because they over-medicated. That means you take too much of a thing. When you take too much of whiskey, you get drunk. You eat too much, you fall out. So when the same thing, these people are scared, you're going to die. If you don't get this shot, you're going to die. You're going to die anyway. We all going to die. Ain't nobody, the wages of sin is death to give God eternal life. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Don't be afraid. Well, I ain't going to do that. Hey, don't take my word to go get the shot. You make your own mind up that you're going to get the shot or you're not going to get it. But you ain't going to die if you get it. You ain't going to die if you don't get it. Hello? But you let the hype. You know, the folks that psych, the kids used to say, psych you. You've been psyched out. I'm telling you, don't let the psych you out. I'm praying for you and you on this Sunday morning, second Sunday. And my thing for this year, and you listen to me carefully, divine healing, Revelation 22, verse 1, 2, 3, read it. If you don't get a message out of that scripture, call me, because there's something hidden in there. It's something to tell you what to do. Let me say it again. Revelation 22, verse 1, 2, 3, and go to 4. Proverbs 22, verse 1, 2, 3, and 4. There's a message in those scriptures to tell you how to handle this virus. There's a message there. And if you follow God, you follow your spirit, you're going to be all right. I want to motivate you. I want to tell you God is able to bless you. Doors open up. I'm feeling excited what 2022 is going to do for you. You know, now I want to say this in. I want you to get ready for God to bless you and your children and your family. People killing people. People robbing people, people killing their children. They don't know why. They are under a demonic curse. And I was talking to Pastor Edward down in Monroe. She's a bishop. The demons have been released. Demonic spirit has been released. So we breaking curses and hexes this morning. And if you don't know it, you better wake up and know it. I'm going to go right now to Mother Egypt, and she on. I'm going to give her testimony. Mother Egypt is a knowledgeable, and, you know, there's a lot of people dying, but God ain't ready for you. God got work for you to do. I'm going to Mother Egypt right now with her testimony.
Okay, I am going to say thank you, and I'm saying to everyone, happy new you on this day and on this time and in this year. And the testimony, happy new you. Happy new you to everyone that is on the line, that is listening. And I thank you for having me on right now. And the testimony that was given to me is something for the people to listen to. You know, it was I don't know why this testimony come to me, you know, but it was pertaining, it was, I call it a sacrifice testimony. You know, I had a job that I had to do, and this was, it was every weekend I had to go and I had to find children. I had to find children that had got away from home, that, you know, people was taking these people's children. And I had to get up, you know, because, you know, God will wake me up and he said, I want you to go here. You know, and I'm like, God, where am I going? Where am I going? Which direction? You know, and sometimes the direction would get mixed up. But I got there and a lot of children was out there and people, especially men, they were taking these people's children. But I would take them and get them back to their parents. And this one incident that happened, this was a little girl. She was no more than about 2 or 3 years old. And God woke me up on a Sunday. He said, get up and go. I want you to go, you know. And he gave me directions as I was going, you know. And was not nobody out here on Schoolcraft and Myers at this time of morning. And I said, God, I said, I don't see nobody. You know, he said, keep going. I want you to keep going. And as I kept going down Myers, I seen this little girl, pretty little girl. And I said, what's she doing out here? God, you know, and I kicked my shoes off and I started running. You know, my feet got cut up with glass and stuff, but I was trying to get that girl. And then God said, look to your left. I want you to look to your left. And this ice cream truck was coming down the street. I mean, I'm not a runner, but I was running. I said, give me the speed so I can get her, you know. And he turned his truck around, and he backed up in the on the railroad track. And I said, no. I said, this can't happen. This not going to happen. And I said, God, how did she get out of the house, you know? And as he did that, I ran on the railroad track because he was fixing to get her. He was fixing to get that child, and he was going to kill her, you know. And when I got to the railroad track, and I just jumped on the truck because he was going after her. And I know I had to be that sacrifice on that day, that particular day. It was on a Sunday. And I cried, you know, because I know what I had to do. The man put a straight razor at my throat, you know, and I submitted to the will that had to be done so that girl wouldn't be killed. You know, he spit on me. He was an Arab. You know, and he spit on me. He looked at me because he had that murder in his eyes, you know, because he kept putting a razor at my throat, you know. And I said, I believe, I said, and I have faith, I said, because his hand is not going to never be able to pull it, you know. And when it was all over with, the girl, I don't know where she went to, but she wasn't there. You know, and I went back to the house and I cried, you know, I mean, I really cried because that was something, you know, to really deal with. You know, I dealt with 3 or 4 situations like that. But these mothers have to pay attention to their children. These children are leaving out of houses. You hear me? They leaving out of houses and they people don't even know that they leaving out. And they're not paying attention because each one of these children that I got back to the house, except for that little girl, I asked their mama, why y'all not paying attention to y'all's children? Y'all need to put some extra locks up high where they can't get out, open the door, and get out. you know, the man was fixing to take two of the lady's children, you know, talking about he was their uncle. And I said, oh, no, you a lie. You ain't going to tend to these children. And when I got her children back to her house and I told her what happened, she cried. Let me tell you, she didn't deal with God. You know, and she was having her affair with another man, and do you know that she told that man he had to leave his house so she could hear what I had to say? She called the police before I left away from there, and she said, you know what? She said, I'm done with this life. I got to turn my life to God in order for my children to make it, because if that woman hadn't have been there and did what God told her to do, my children wouldn't have been dead.
Amen.
You know, I see that so much. They even do it in the churches. Some of the churches, they do it in our churches. You know, it's not good. It's not good. Because I was caught in the church by a deacon. A deacon grabbed me and took me in the bathroom and tried to rape me in the church. And I said, God, is this what the church is for? The women and the girls are being molested in the churches? You know, that right there, that's my testimony about sacrifice. You know, sometimes it don't matter what time it is, but when God tells you to get up, and I mean, I have got up early and got out and did what God told me to do, and I was saving it.
I know, Mother, what you said is right. Let me tell you something, what she's saying. Sometimes these women got to step up, and Dr. Chris is going to have a conference with women. She's going to have a conference with women this year with mothers. The lady just now in Gary, and they killed her son. They just stopped him and abandoned it out. All this evil that's going on, they just found 150 children. Trump and his administration had took them kids and put them somewhere. They just found them, putting them back with their parents. There's a lot going on with God going back. I want to thank Mother Egypt. I got to bring her on just to preach and give her all the information, because she got so much information. But tonight, with the day, we just testifying about some of the stuff that's going on. This is the second Sunday of this year. You need to get it out. Get it in that. I feel it in the atmosphere. I feel it's going to be all right. I feel that God's going to, and with all that's going on, God is still in control. I'm going to 8138 for her testimony. You want to get ready. If you don't want to testify, it's all right. It's your testimony. Okay. 8138, you on for your testimony.
I thank God for waking me up this morning, Bishop, but I thank God for closing me in my right mind, Bishop, because the COVID is out there right now, though. I'm trying to fight it right now, and I know I got the strength to fight it, so thank God for that, and that's it.
I want to thank you, because I was talking to Bryce Starr up in Minnesota. She said she had two or three bouts with the COVID. She beat it every time. She said, I didn't take no shot. But I went to my herbs and my tea, and I worked with it. And I want to tell you, I want to tell everybody listening to me, if you get the COVID and you test positive, when you stay in, not no 5 days, you stay in 10 days. I don't care what the people said. The Spirit said 10. And after 10 days, you're going to be all right. Okay? Reason they saying 5 days, they want to get you back to work and give it to somebody else. I was at a Walmart, and a man was coughing, and it was a long line. The man got the line. He got the coughing and sneezing. People got to run. I said, right behind him. I said, sir, you got a cold. He said, yeah, I know. These people like, I got the COVID. Everything ain't the COVID. You see? And if you go on the Internet, I did the COVID dance. I did the COVID dance because where that come from, Native American dance for rain. So I was dancing COVID. I did the COVID dance. I'm about to put it back on where you see it. I want to thank you for your testimony, young lady. And Mother Isa, thank you for your testimony. But Mother Isa, I want you to come on and give that testimony, what you got on Mondays on Dr. King Movement, because we're talking about Dr. King, Martin Luther King's birthday would be 94 years old, 94. And what's happening, and let me tell you this now. 94 years, the last one went on. This would be his 94th birthday, okay? Black King was killed because he was fighting universal freedom for everybody around the world. Now, I'm going to 0884 for your testimony right now. I got you on. Now, I want everybody to read Psalms 119, East, West, North, and South. 8084, you on for your testimony. I want everybody to be able to testify because they have something to say. Mother Mary Scott, your testimony is ready for your testimony. I just can't hear you. I just can't hear you. I'm waiting till she come. Her phone might be cut down. I'm going to Arkansas, 5350, your testimony. Okay, I got you, 5350, your testimony for what you want God to do this year for you, your own. 5350, your own. I don't know what happened to her phone. So if you don't push the button, you be on silent. And some of you be on silent. That's why you don't have no testimony. But,
hello?
Okay. Yeah.
Hello.
You on? Yes. Mother, what is your testimony?
Bishop.
I hear
you. Hello.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. Go ahead on. We hear you.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah, no, we didn't hear you because your phone's on silent. Okay. Say it again.
All right. Thanking the Lord for me still being here. Thanking the Lord for all the traveling that my daughter does, that he keeping her safe. Thanking God for all the peoples, my friends and the rest of my family. Well, we still being here. And thank God for you, Bishop.
Okay,
so
that's
all I
want to tell you. Okay, I thank you for that testimony, but I want to thank you for your pound cake that you cooked, lady, cakes and pies you cooked this for Christmas. You fed a lot of people, and you put a lot of love and prayer in this cake that you cooked. I want to say bless you and thank you. And we're going to be praying much for you. It's time for you to get your testimony in. Anybody else, you need to testify. Let me see who else coming on in. Testify. You get your testimony in. I was looking at Mother Pearl right there. Okay, where Mother Pearl at? I've seen her somewhere. Okay, up here. Mother Pearl, God bless you this morning. I'm ready for your testimony. This is the second Sunday testimony. You're on. Let Mother Pearl at? GSL. GF testimony. I don't know what I did with her. I see your hand up. Okay, I see your hand up now. Okay. 21:17, your hand up.
Yes.
Okay, Mother Pearl.
I thank God that I'm still here and still alive at my age. And I also thank the Master for 2022, and I hope it be a better year than it was last year. And I want to thank him for a portion of my health and my strength. And if it wasn't for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know what I would do. And I want to thank God, and I thank Bishop for coming on and inspiring me. And I thank the Lord that I heard what I heard that lady saying that she hoped that child, because Lord have mercy, is so bad out here now. And I just want to thank God that I'm still here and alive.
I want to thank you, Mother, for that testimony, because somebody needs to hear that. Somebody needs to hear the testimony. And Mother Egypt talked about she went and got that girl and brought that girl back. These women killing babies.
Yes,
they have no
mercy
with God of God and no God in their life.
Have mercy, Lord.
Well, I'm praying for your husband to get much better. You tell him that the bishop said, I want him to drink about 4 glasses of water a day, and he'll get healed.
Uh-huh.
He does it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the doctor told you, but I'm telling you what the spirit said. He needs to drink more water, okay?
Yeah, he knows.
And he'll be all right.
Yeah, he knows.
What did the doctor tell his mother?
They said he was dehydrated and they are going to have to, you know, get that dehydration out of him, because every time he go in the hospital, that would be wrong. And I just sometimes want to give up after 7 years. I can't give up now.
Give up. He's a little stubborn. You make him drink water, because ain't no medicine in the hospital or no doctor but water. Water is a life pool. Baby got to be 9 months old water for that water bus. So water is important to us. Thank you for your testimony. I just like you to testify, because a lot of people didn't. It's something to know that somebody else going through. You can pray with them to go through what they're going through. That's important.
Yes,
that everybody that you need to. Don't be selfish, because you made a mistake. You don't be selfish. And I want to thank Mother Mary Hawkins for her testimony, and Mother Mary Scott for her testimony, because you got to testify. Tell somebody something. Just by you saying, bless my daughter, bless my son, bless my friend, automatically they get blessed, because you put it out in the astro.
Thank you.
In the atmosphere. When you put it in the atmosphere, God going to break the hope for you. Okay.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Tansley. We're going to 1678. Glory, hallelujah. I'm going 1678. I know you have a testimony. I'm trying to say, hold on. Okay, thank you, Terrence. Okay. Okay, now what? 1678, got you on.
Just thank God for a new year. I pray that all will make it through it safely and an able body.
Do you?
Amen. Made it to 2022. I'm thankful to be here. That's my testimony.
Well, I thank God for your testimony, because the old folks said, "I believe I testify." There used to be a song they sang, "I believe I testify why I got a chance. I may not get the chance again to testify." I know somebody heard that song. "I believe I testify. I might not get a chance to testify no more." Okay. When you put your hand up, when I see you press one that you want to testify, I want to say that. And you sing that song, "I believe I testify where I got the chance." And all of you need to have the chance to say something about your life and your lifespan and what God going to do for you. This is January. The angel of this month is Gabriel. G-A-B-R-I-E-F, Gabriel is the angel of this month. And Gabriel is the angel of resurrection. Oh, glory, hallelujah, thank God. You know, I really enjoyed Mother Eve to talk about she went to save them children. From the man, you got all kind of rapists out there. In New York, they got a man called the rapist. He killed women and put them in the shopping cart, strip them butt naked. They sick. It's evil spirits out here, people. You don't have to threaten not that stuff of evil doers, because you got child molesters out here. You got rapists out here. Then you got homosexuals out here. You got bisexuals out here. You're all kind of evil. You got to stay in the divine prayer for God, because this is working of the devil. See, in the fifth chapter of St. Mark, the man was full of demons. Jesus said, "What's your name?" So we are legion because we're men. He said, "We are legion because we're men." And I want to say, there's a lot of demons. You got demons messing with your body. You got prayers messing with your body. You got sex demons. You got murder demons. You got demons will mess with your mind. You think you crazy. Demon tell you, go kill yourself and kill somebody else. Those are demons that have been loose only way to fight them demons, you got to know God and know your ancestors. I share. So on this second Sunday, I want you to get closer to your ancestors, and fight those negative spirits. First, you know yourself, be yourself, and act yourself. You know that you are a superior being over the world. God told Adam, I want you to name everything. So if you're a man, you name everything in the world. If you're a woman, you had birth. You are the birth queen. God Almighty. What you going to kill life and you're going to give life? You all crossed up. You all twisted. If you're a woman and you killing children and doing all that stuff, you messed up because you are the giver of life. Blessed are the fruit of the womb. What's the fruit of the womb is children, huh? Look, when you have sex, this was Dr. Henry Clark said, when you have sex, you're in heaven. Some of you ain't never been to heaven, and some of you ain't going to go to heaven. Glory, hallelujah. Leave that alone. I just want to say tonight, today, what we're talking about, divine healing. Don't get caught up on the flesh. Get caught up on the Spirit of God. When you caught up on the Spirit of God, it's going to be a breakthrough, quick, fast, and in the area. Now, okay, I got somebody on the computer here. Once again, I can get them on. I got you on the computer. I don't know if you can talk, or you can type in what you want to type in. 111, I got you on. You got it's 111, I guess you're on the computer. But I want to say it to you.
Yep.
All is well. I see 111, okay? Might be a number, be 111. But I want to say to you, now I'm back. I see your hand up, 5350. Okay, what is your testimony? 5350. I got you on. You're on there. What is your testimony? Thank you, guys. Sometimes you have to be able to testify to what God will do for you. Now, I want to thank Dr. Barbara down in Houston. I want to thank also Dr. Gibson down in Las Vegas gave me some tips. They said, Bishop, people over-medicate. That means they jump out of cliffs. That's why they can't get there over-medicating. You know, and then I want to thank Mother Egypt that come on just now. And you said, she said, I think she said happy, I think this is what she said. I'm trying to hold on. What she, I should have written down. She, I said, Happy New Year. She's not happy you. Happy you, not Happy New Year, happy you. Because you are the New Year. You are the man and the woman. So I learned something from her this morning. And I learned about her telling about she had the man put a knife around her neck because she was a stalker and he was a predator. And Dr. Christian told me that it was a demon was after her. And Mother Ethan said this was a Arabian demon. I don't care, white, whatever, the demon is a demon. I'm praying for you, Sister Trina. I'm praying for you and your family. Sister Adrian, I'm praying for you and your family. Every letter, every telephone call is a blessing from God. Lisa Maxey, I'm praying for you and your family. I was looking for Lisa to come to give a testimony. I'm not making sure I got up. Thank you, kindly. She got on 911.
I'm here, Bishop.
Oh, you're on? Okay, now, what
yes,
is your testimony?
Here.
I hear you.
Giving us a God, I just want to say it's good to be here than to be there, because there could be anywhere. I'm grateful for God allowing me to see this day, for God allowing me to see this year, a year that was my promise. Amen. I bless God for who he is. Thank God for this great man of God. Amen. I thank God, Bishop said that today or this year is the year of for divine health. Amen. This is also a year for divine revelation. God is going to continue to reveal himself to his people. Amen. Let us Amen. All remain prayerful in this hour. God bless you.
I thank you for your testimony. And I don't tell you, you just gave me a word. It's divine revelation too. It's divine healing. What I heard you say is divine revelation. So God going to bring some things that you don't know about. He going to bring them to you. What's done in the dark going to come to the light. Y'all believe what I'm saying tonight? Whatever's done in the dark going to come to the light. And I just want to say that. Get ready for God to bless you. Get ready for God to open that door for you. Get ready for the darkness to come out. Because God is able to do anything but fail. There's no failure in God. Okay. I'm at 19. I'm still doing testimony. I'm at 4191. I see your hand up. What is your testimony this morning? 4119. What is your testimony?
Good morning, Bishop. Can you hear me?
God bless you. What is your testimony this morning?
Can you hear me, Bishop?
Yeah.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Oh, okay. Good morning and Happy New Year to everyone on the air. I just want to say I'm grateful to be here, to be alive to see another year. And I'm also grateful for you as well, Bishop. And that's it.
Thank you for that testimony, young lady. I want you to keep on testifying.
Thank you.
When you testify, God, I want to say to everybody, when you give a testimony, it helped me and helped everybody listening. Don't hold that stuff in, it'll explode. I don't care. Women being abused, children being abused. Now, I want to say this. The mayor of Chicago got to stop being stubborn and know them teachers is right. The mayor of Chicago got to come on and give the teachers what they need to teach them kids, because kids are dying everywhere. They don't need to come back in no class with unclean stuff. So you got to stop being stubborn and come on. And I'm going to leave that alone. I got another testimony here. 4019, your testimony coming up. Let me get your name. But before she come
morning.
On, I'm going to let him.
Bishop, good morning, everyone that's on. I'm grateful to see another year. I recently lost a really, really good friend. I don't know. He's more than a friend. He died on Wednesday.
Well,
although I am sad, but I'm so grateful that God blessed me to have a friend like him.
Amen. Amen. I want you, young lady, wipe your eyes from crying, because I want to tell you this here. God brought that angel in your life for a reason. And you can give this testimony to all these people that we're talking to, because it's going to help them. And I want to say this morning. Life is too short to be mean, to be mad. Let go and know that God has directed you and brought people into your life for a reason. You got to ask, well, what
right.
reason this man in my life? What reason this lady in my life? The kid that Mother Egypt saved, she got to say, the lady came. I didn't know the lady, but the lady saved me. I just want to say that to you. And young lady, be encouraged, because all is well. Testimony break yokes. When you give testimony, the angels, Exodus 23 and 20, the angels come and listen to your testimony and give them to God. Glory, hallelujah. You know, I was telling young lady, her father was sitting in the chair. He came and said, look, I found out, Bishop, since I've been in the spirit realm, what really went on, how many people that I thought were with me wasn't with me. And he told me, I never did share that with her, but I'm going to share it with her. Now, I'm going to 5350 What is your testimony? I know you got one, and you can testify right now. You're on now. I don't know. She might not have a phone. You know, we need a phone. Okay. 5350, you're on now with your testimony. Thank you. See, sometimes you got to testify that just to know that you are right. You got to know that God has kept you in the land of the living. I'm praying for each one to testify this morning that God, glory, hallelujah, make you debt free. God loosen up money and jobs for you where you can help somebody else that can't help. Okay? And I want to tell you that whatever you need, God got what you need. God got what you want. Go to my website, blessedseedabraham.com, and plant a seed. If you plant that seed right now, it's going to come, the harvest coming from God. Glory, hallelujah. I said that. And I want to say that. Now, I want you to get your Bible. But y'all got your Bible. I just want to share this with you for 5 minutes. I want to share this scripture with you for 5 minutes, and maybe you got it. Get this scripture. St. John, I got it wrote down. St. John 3:16. It said, "For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." God wants you to live. God wants you to have a long life. For God so loved the world, he gave. And when you begin to give of your mind, soul, and body, God's going to give back to you. I'm going to read that scripture again. "For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Now, I want to talk about love. Let me say it again. Love lifted me, not hate, not evil, not cars, not houses, not money. Love will lift you, man. You got to say, "I love life. I love God." And if you love God, you got to see your brother, your sister. You got to see God in them. Okay, how bad are you? You got to see God in them. "For God so loved the world, he gave his only God's Son, that whoever believes in him this morning shall not perish, but have everlasting." Get busy beginning to pray. Get busy and tell God what you want. He will give you what you want. See, the prodigal son had to pray. He found himself in the hog pen. He found himself with nothing. "Look here, I've spent all my money, all my women's gone, all my concubines gone, all my horses, everything I got, I've spent it." But he had to go back to God. He sat in that hog pen and prayed to God, "Deliver me." And God delivered him back home. And God can deliver you that is an alcoholic right now. You that's on drugs, you taking prescription pills for this pain. God can heal that pain this morning. This is 2022 divine healing. And I heard one say a divine miracle and divine knowledge. Get ready for God to take you to the next level. Not man, God gonna take you to the next level for you to get what you want. I know you say, "Well, how can I make it? Because I'm gonna die this year." You're gonna die this year because you're already dead because you ain't grabbing God. No, let me give you a prophecy. No, you're not gonna die. Let me say it again. Somebody asked, "Well, can I make it?" You're going to make it because you're going to read this scripture. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world." If God loves you, he's going to keep you. If God with you, he's going to help you help somebody else. No, my prophecy, ain't nobody on this earth going to die. I don't know who around you might die. But you ain't dying because you tune in to the word of God. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God, eternal life. Man up, woman up. You're ready. God's going to take you to another level. I'm praying right now. It reminds me of the Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Abednego. Was in, when I deal with the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they was at a point where they said, I'm not gonna bow. I'm not gonna bow to sin. I'm not gonna bow to devil. I'm gonna stay strong. So when they refused to bow, the angel of fire came and insulated the fire before Jesus came in there. Put him in the fire furnace. And sometimes you might be in the fire furnace in your mind. Somebody said you got dementia. Somebody said you blind. Somebody said you got cancer. Somebody said you can't get healed. But I want to claim your healing by the power of Almighty God this morning. I want 2022 would be a breakthrough year for you. Write the book, new job, new clothes, new home, traveling. Don't let nothing hold you back because you're scared. So now I am the child of the king. And whatever I ask, he's going to give it to me quick, fast, and in a hurry. Glory, hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That's what David said. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. Look around me. He's about you. Whatever you need, God got what you need this morning. God got what you want. Write down some things and put it on your fridge. Write some things in the Bible that you want to accomplish for 2022. God, you know, the lady said, I want this house and I ain't got the money. I said, take these three silver diamonds, throw it on the house. She went and threw the three silver diamonds on the house. The man looked at her, I can't sell this house. She said, no, you can't sell it because it belongs to me. Because I talked to the house. The man looked at her and said, you talk to the house. And he said, the only deal I can get through is your deal. What I'm saying. Everything is lying. You got to talk to it. Tell it what you want, where you're going. Once you do that, God going to bless you. I'm praying for you that doesn't fail by the wayside. God is able to heal you. God is able to deliver you. You got a need, plant a seed. The widow woman had two oak cakes. The prophet came by her house. Don't you listen to me carefully. The woman didn't see the angels that were with the prophet because all the host angels were with her. They wanted to know her attitude. What is your attitude this morning? Your attitude got to be success. Your attitude got to be breakthrough. I'm breaking through the hate. I'm breaking through the glass of hate. I'm breaking through the glass of fear. I'm breaking the glass of cancer. Somebody said, I got COVID, so what? I'm going to speak COVID out of the COVID. Get out of my body. COVID, get out of my mind. Huh? See, when Jesus did what God brought special the miracles by the hand of Paul. Paul is dead. But by you saying, get out of my life, you have been able to heal somebody else. Some of your coat, your dress, or whatever you give them, ancient nature, they will heal. And the Spirit said, the evil disease parted from them. That, what is the evil, Bishop, that you ain't got the strength to speak to your body. Say, lung, liver. I want a new liver. I want a new heart. I want a new kidney. I want to see, where is that? It's in the heavenly realm. You got to pull it down, baby. It's in the heaven. You got to call it out. It's there for you. But you tell them, well, the doctor said, I'm going to die in 3 days. So, because I'm going to the heavenly realm. I'm going to get a brand new sight. I'm going to get a brand new liver, brand new lung. Where is that? Is in the heavenly realm. It's there. Whatever you need, God got what you need. God got what it's there. If you're in Africa, Kenya, wherever you're at, it's there for you. Rome, Italy, Germany is there. Even in Russia, it's there. All you got to do is lift your hands up and I'm pulling. What you pulling? I'm pulling down a new heart. I'm pulling down. They say I got breast cancer. I'm throwing them breasts away. God going to put a new breast in this old breast. God going to take the old and give new. Pull it down. Glory to God. My mind all messed up. My back, because I got to have 5 surgeries. Lay down on that floor and call on God like David did. Your back will get healed. Some of you don't want to walk in faith. Hebrews 11:1, now faith is a certain thing. Hope for it, everything. I say, faith. God Almighty, go and let God Acts 19:11-12 will be a blessing for you this morning. The Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. I heard it said, for God so loved the world. You got to love what you're doing. You got to love God with all your mind, all your soul, all your might. And once you do that, can't nothing bother you. Fret not thyself, an evil doer. You'll soon be cut down. I'm talking about for you this morning, divine healing. And if you got the divine healing, you the seed of Abraham, blessing, highly favored, you can speak it, and your family can get it. Your friends can get it. 1 Peter 2:24, you got to understand God will give you the blessing. He said, I'm going to bless you, bless you. I'm going to curse you, curse you. Genesis 12:3, I'm going to bless you. So get ready to be a blessing, not a curse. So I'm a blessing to you, man. Woman, I'm a blessing to you. I'm a blessing. Be a blessing. All is well. Father God, we come this morning thanking you for your healing spirit. We come this morning, God, thanking you what you have did in the spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King, in the spirit of all the saints and the angels. We come thanking you for the breakthrough. Thank you for the love that you've given us. We know that you can work it out.
For grace, for what else? For favor. This is